This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Taste of some of these big guys coming out hitting them. Like, all right, you think you're going to run around our guy? How about if you get a little taste of Landon Dickerson coming right down your throat?
We'll throw it to Ayuk inside, touchdown. Samuel leading the way. Ayuk comes inside of him.
Oh, yes, you know what time it is. 9 o'clock hour here on a Friday, man. Hope everybody out there has got big plans this weekend and relaxing with your family a little bit here before it gets a little crazy in the old football world of high school, college, and professional football. That we're going to have a whole bunch of stuff coming up. We got some great games. My God, Notre Dame and University of Miami. You know that's next month. That's crazy.
I do.
That
know
game
that.
Is next month.
31st.
And then on top of that, Florida Gators be coming to town.
How you doing with ticket requests, by the way, on those two right there?
I actually have not had anybody ask me about Notre Dame, but
early,
I have
though.
Had
it is early.
Lots of ticket requests for the Florida Gators. Mm-hmm.
Are you honoring all of them?
No. I've been messing with them. I got on this thing the other day at the wedding I went to, and they go, hey, can you give me tickets? And I go, yeah, how many do you need? I go, hey, you need tickets? I heard you're trying to get them. I go, yeah, I can't get them through the school.
Yeah.
Can I get them through you? And I go, no. Just to mess with him, go F you, man. You said that's not funny. And, yeah.
Did you ask if they need parking?
No. Tell them to grab.
That's my favorite thing is you do come through and give someone the tickets, and then they ask you for a parking pass, or they ask you where the seats are.
No, where the seats are is always first. Now, hey, man. Oh, this is awesome. We got tickets. Where are they? They're down on the field. I mean, of course, on the 50, right next to the coach. Just stand behind them. Just. Don't bump into them. What do you care?
People want good seats, man.
And you know the other part of the whole thing with it? Everybody thinks you get free tickets. And the football world is not free tickets. Mm. It's just not.
Wow.
Other sports are free tickets, not football.
It depends who you are, though, right?
Well, players get a couple in their, you know, for their family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a player.
No?
No.
You were?
No, they don't have that. That's not like, no. That's not the same program, Woody, but thank you for trying. Hey, Mike Florio is going to join us coming up here. We'll talk to Mike here coming up in this 9 o'clock hour with all kinds of stuff. And, man, I got to tell you, T.J. Watt is the highest paid defensive end pass rusher in the game right now, but I don't think it's going to last very long. I don't think it's going to laugh. I think guy in Dallas is going to get paid over the next month, and he's going to be flirting to what, about 45, 46 average? And then it'll just be off and running. But, yeah, the money. By the way, if you're just joining us, and you probably know this, I don't need to tell anybody out there, but quarterbacks are the highest paid position and the most important position in the game, maybe in any sport, is the quarterback. But we got a clear number two right now, and that is pass rushers. Guys that can put pressure on the quarterback, flush him out of the pocket, make him throw the ball early, or sack him. Those guys make a lot of money. And if you happen to have a skill set of anywhere from 12 to 17, 18 sacks a year, you know the old thought on this. The more pressures you have, the more sacks you're going to have. So pressures are a number they keep track of, or hits on the quarterback. But that is clearly number two right now. Ahead of wide receivers, left tackles, cover corners. Those guys are making a lot of money. And their job is to get there as quickly as possible, especially in second and third and long. Go get them, and you can make a lot of money. Hendrickson, I don't know what's going to happen there. Woody, problem is he plays for Cincinnati. They just spent a whole bunch of money on a quarterback and a wide receiver. Actually signed a second receiver too, didn't they? Woody, they signed both of them. Is that right?
Yeah, I'll be honest, Joe, I'm very curious to hear what Florio has to say, because he's been big on this whole, like, the Dolphins are, doing all this stuff in late June and now into July, and they're the only team that's dealing with it. It does seem now like there are some other teams that have some issues with some, important players, right?
I know his specific beef. He's got one specific beef with the Miami Dolphins front office, and that is – you like Jalen Ramsey a lot, less than a year ago, and you gave him an extension to make him one of the highest paid corners in football. And less than a year later, whatever he has done between the end of the season and a few weeks ago, you wanted to get rid of him. And it's just not a good look. When you make a commitment to a guy in his 30s going forward, you're all aboard. And the least, you should know everything about that guy by that point. And that's the one that really bothers him. Like, how do you explain that one when you have to call the owner and say, hey, just a heads up, we're going to have to trade Jalen Ramsey. He's not a good fit for this team going forward. Because the owner, I would think, would say, okay, that's fine. Is it going to cost me any more money? Yes, it could cost you some money. Part of the deal, probably going to have to throw in a little. And they did. They threw in a little money on the Jalen Ramsey deal. And then he signs off on it. Because next question is, do we have somebody can replace him? Do we have somebody that, so we don't have a hole on that part of the team, so we'll be okay? And I'm guessing the team must have said yes. Because to say no, we don't know what we're doing yet, would be a real bad look for somebody in the front office to answer that. I'm just guessing.
It'd be interesting when that story, when he finally hits a podcast and we find out the real truth of that story, right?
Yeah.
Because I want to know what happened. And you're right. Like, it is weird how you could go from 1 year, like, we need to pay this guy whatever he wants, to we can't live with him anymore.
Right. How bad was it? And what was it?
That's what I want to know. I want to know what was going on a year ago that you thought it's okay, this is our guy, to we can't coexist anymore.
And you know what I get?
Quick turn there, man.
I was, looking around and hoping somebody would tell us the team side of it on what happened. And everybody, I got to give them credit, said, nah, we don't want to get into it, but it needed to happen. Okay, but what happened? Everybody wants to kind of know, like, that's a big move. Late in the summer, that's kind of a big move. What happened? We don't want to get into it. So you kind of read between the lines on everything, and we've got, our writers have and some of our media members have and tried to kind of split the uprights on exactly what happened. But anyway, we'll talk to to Mike Florio, who's been on fire. Got a lot of stuff going on right now in the NFL. A lot of guys looking for new contracts. Some guys have already received them, including two guys for the New York Jets, a cover corner and a wide receiver. But there's a lot of guys out there still trying to get paid. So we'll talk to them, get caught up on some of the NFL business that's going on right now. But first, before we do, I want to tell you all about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Hey, got some great programs out there. People go, why do I need Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage? I said, because he's about great service. He's about getting you the best rates. He's about setting a program up that's perfect for you to get you in the game when you're looking to buy that home. First-time home buyers. You keep losing out, right? You're going, I wasn't approved ahead of time. Now I'm getting, well, Michael Kotze can get all that done for you, get you back in the game. So next time you find something you really like, you got a really good chance to get it. Self-employed but declined by the banks, Michael Kotze's got a great program for you. Through the years, Michael Kotze in his 35 years has at Choice Mortgage been able to come up with great programs to get you qualified quickly so you are in the game and you don't have to go around going, what am I going to do now? Reverse mortgages, 62 or older, you and your spouse, with all that equity in your home, that reverse mortgage, it's a hot mortgage right now. You might want it. And if you do, Michael Kotze can get those done real fast for you. He works 7 days a week. You can go to Google reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews. They're saying a lot of nice things about Michael Kotze and his ability to get deals done for you. Man has no life. He's always working 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms are subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, let's go right to him. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joins us this morning. Mike, I'm always amazed. It made it once again. The NFL keeps you busy year-round, right to the end, right to the first day of full squad reporting next week. And there is a zillion things going on from the NFLPA executive director stepping down or getting fired, Lloyd Howell, to everything else that's going on around the league, including guys trying to get new contracts and some guys getting them and some guys threatening not to come around if they don't get them.
Yeah, you know, the slow time, air quotes, slow time, it never really is.
No.
And if anything – during these weeks that I don't have my morning show PFT Live from 7 to 9, it just feels like it's more hectic. It feels like there's more going on. I think because I foolishly assume that it will slow down, and it just doesn't. And this has been nuts. And the NFLPA stuff has really filled that void. Last year, it was the Sunday Ticket trial and verdict with multi-billion dollars on the line. So every year, something pops in June that carries us through to the opening of camp.
Mike, if you can, real quickly, as simple as possible, the collusion grievance and what happens to the NFLPA right now?
Well, the collusion grievance is going to be appealed. Now, it was hidden, the ruling, which was a partial victory for the NFLPA, and also generated evidence that the NFLPA could have used as a hammer against the NFL publicly and privately. That was all hidden until Pablo Torre and I exposed it. And then after it was exposed, the NFLPA suddenly decided to appeal the ruling. That'll move forward. And who knows how that'll play out. And one of the realities as to not knowing how it'll play out, we don't know who's going to be running the union. Right now, Lloyd Howell has stepped down amid multiple different controversies. It really was snowballing on him. And I don't know what caused him to walk. I don't know if he was pushed officially, unofficially. The reporting from ESPN is he resigned on his own, but we've all been around enough. We've seen enough of these situations where whatever is put out there for official consumption may not be the truth. So we'll see. But the reality is they're going to have to figure out who the interim executive director is. They're going to have to hire a new one. And the hiring process last time was so flawed because it lacked transparency. Nobody knew who the candidates were. And they tried to justify it by saying, we don't want people on the outside influencing the process. Well, if you make it top secret, it looks like someone was handpicked. And whoever is responsible for handpicking Lloyd Howell should probably not be involved in the next process because they did a bad job of vetting. They made a bad decision, as evidenced by the fact that this guy walked away barely 2 years later with an ever-growing list of questions and controversies. So there's a lot of work to be done, and it's all happening at a time when the NFL and the NFLPA are creeping toward the expiration of a CBA. And I think the NFL probably dismayed by all of this because I think they were very happy with the structure that was in place. They're going to have to get to know somebody brand new now. They're starting over, and that could complicate everything from the NFL's perspective.
And then there's the other one we seem to go through, and that is how will the NFL handle suspensions now that Rashee Rice has gotten his, 30 days of in jail, and he's got 5 years to take care of that. But the NFL's got to come down with the suspension. What are your thoughts? I know nobody got hurt. He was driving 119 miles per hour. He was lucky that no one ended up getting injured in it or died in it, I should say. What do you think the suspension will look like for the Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver, Mike?
Well, this one doesn't have precedent. So, you know, we've got two realities here. Number one, there isn't a data point we can look at from the past and say this is what happens when you're involved in a street racing incident where multiple people are injured. That's number one. Number two, the NFL does whatever it wants to do. And there's two ways that this will proceed. One, the NFL will go to Rashee Rice with a proposed suspension and they'll negotiate it before it becomes a full-blown hearing. Or number two, if they're at odds, let's say the NFL wants to suspend him for a year. And I'm just throwing out a number as an example. And Rice thinks it should only be four games. That's when you activate the process that resulted in the Deshaun Watson suspension a few years back. So it goes quickly or it is more dragged out. And the reality is, and this is kind of like what happened with Justin Tucker, who took an agreed suspension, did a deal instead of having the process play out. As you get closer and closer to week one, you want to get this done. You want to get this wrapped up. You want to put it behind you because Rice is entering year three of his NFL career. He's going to be eligible for a new contract after this season. He's going to want to play well enough this year that he could go to the Chiefs after the season and say, I'm a rising star. You should pay me. So it's going to come down to what the NFL wants and whether or not what the NFL proposes to Rice is so much that Rice just says, I'll roll the dice with the grievance process, with the appeal process, with the official procedure the NFL has in place.
Yeah. Mm. So let's get into all these guys, because everybody thought it was a Miami thing. It's an NFL thing where guys aren't happy with their contracts. We're just finding out more about it as we get closer to camp. T.J. Watt, though, got paid, and I'm thinking, boy, if T.J. Watt got a three-year, $123 million plus the amount of guaranteed money in it, what is Micah Parsons going to be looking at with the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, and I think Micah Parsons is going to do more than just get a click above the new high watermark for non-quarterback. You had Myles Garrett at 40. You had Ja'Marr Chase at 40 and change. And now here's T.J. Watt. And I think he really wanted to pass Myles Garrett in new money average. I think agent competition gets involved in situations like that. CAA wanted to do better than what Myles Garrett had gotten in Cleveland. And now Watt is the king, but Parsons is going to get more. And I don't think it's going to be 41.1. I don't think it's going to be 42. I'm looking at 45 as the number for Parsons if and when the Cowboys finally wake up and do this deal. And just like every other long-term contract the Cowboys have done with a key young player in recent years, they wait and they wait and they drag their feet and they delay and they end up paying more at the end of the day than they otherwise would have paid. They could have done this last year for a lot less than whatever they're going to pay Parsons. But the one thing to remember, Joe, and we see some teams like the Jets this week. They signed both Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson first-round picks 3 years ago after their third seasons and the year they became eligible for a second contract. Some teams can finesse kicking the can through that fourth season. And look at the Bengals last year. They paid Ja'Marr Chase like $4.5 million last year. Look at the season he had. He's never going to get paid for that season. He gets paid going forward. If you can get that first-round pick through that very cheap relative to what you're going to be paying in fourth season, who cares if the market goes up? The Cowboys paid Micah $3 million last year. Who cares if the market's gone up? Because we paid him a hell of a lot less than we would have paid him if we'd have done a long-term deal. So that's one of the things that I don't think gets focused on as much as it should, but the Cowboys won, the Bengals won, a couple of years ago, the Vikings won by getting Justin Jefferson to play under the fourth year of his deal. You get a guy to play under the fourth year of his deal, you're saving a lot of money that you're never going to have to pay out again.
Well, let's talk about a team that's been known to be pretty cheap, although they have paid a wide receiver, as you just said, and Joe Burrow. What happens to Trey Hendrickson, who nobody's got more sacks, 17.5 each of the last 2 years? What happens there?
Well, I saw somebody suggest yesterday that now Hendrickson will leapfrog Watt. That's not going to happen. I think Hendrickson just wants to get to Max Crosby, and I think he's going to have a hard time getting there. As I've heard it all along, the Bengals are around 28. Hendrickson wants that Max Crosby 35, 36. You know, maybe he gets north of 30. Maybe Watt getting 41 helps him get there. But the thing about the Bengals is they just don't care. Remember last year, Hassan Reddick held out with the Jets and held out and held out into the regular season and eventually showed up and had a face-saving deal but still lost millions of dollars. I think that Hendrickson needs to be careful, because if he holds out and starts racking up massive daily fines and starts giving up game checks, the Bengals just won't care. They'll happily keep his money. They'll go forward with the guys they have. I mean, they are stubborn and cheap. It is the worst possible combination. And it's amazing they're as good as they are. When you have Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, that goes a long way toward overcoming the dysfunction. But the Bengals, I think really at the core, Joe, it's about power. It's about letting the players know who's boss. It's about letting them understand and making sure they realize they're just bit pieces in this machine, and they're going to be removed, and the machine is going to continue, and we're never going to blink. We're never going to yield power. We're never going to give in, because we run this show. And I feel like that's the message that comes from the Bengals front office to a lot of their players, except for Joe Burrow. And even Chase, they got a good deal on Chase, and they got a good deal on T. Higgins. When those deals came out and we broke them down, I was like, man, this could have been a lot more expensive for the Bengals if these guys had pushed it.
Yeah. Wow. So we have noticed Cam Ward. There's just been, for the first overall pick, Mike, usually we're hyping the young quarterback and we're doing more about that topic than anything else. There's really been nothing about Cam Ward. He's just, there's no hype. He's a first overall pick. And what's been your read on Cam Ward? Kind of the boring first overall pick.
This is exactly what I think a guy needs to have an opportunity to reach his full potential. You don't want hype. You don't want attention. You don't want pressure. Cam Ward seems like a guy who can handle it. And I remember vividly back in late February being at the scouting combine, sitting with Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, possibly back-to-back, if not back-to-back, with maybe one guy in between. And they're so different. Shedeur Sanders is very affable and gregarious and loose. Cam has an intensity to him that kind of makes you sit forward in your seat. And I've seen different clips of him interacting with teammates. Between the way he carries himself and that laser focus he has and his arm, he's got one of those arms where it's just like, there comes the ball. And yep. when he went to rookie minicamp, one of the things that we look for, the comments from players who come from different colleges and all of a sudden they're with Cam Ward and they're like, I got to get used to this ball. I got to get used to catching this ball. It goes all the way back to the tales of the Elway cross. Remember the Elway cross?
Yes.
That left bruises in the shape of a cross on the torsos of the men who had the misfortune of getting in the way of his passes. Aaron Rodgers has that reputation. Mahomes, just that arm, that I've never seen a guy throw like this before. Guys who have been playing football their whole lives, I've never seen this. That is a good sign for the Titans, who, frankly, I mean, there are more than one irrelevant teams right now in the AFC South, but the Titans and the Jaguars, I think they're in a competition for the most irrelevant team in the NFL. Cam Ward helped turn that around for the Titans pretty quickly.
So I got to ask you the other thing popping up there, the executive order for the NIL. You know, I thought of you right away when I saw
that.
Don't
get me started, Joe. Joe's in a good mood. Don't get me started. You know, it's a shame. These kids don't have representation. There's no one looking out for them, and they're going to get screwed. They're going to get hosed because – Oh, no, the players are getting paid. Oh, no, there's chaos. There's an existential threat to college football because, God forbid, these players are getting paid. Here's how simple it is. It's harder now for the coaches. It's inconvenient for the coaches. The rabbit has the gun, and the coaches don't like that. The coaches don't have the players under their thumbs anymore. The players have options. The players have power. The players can leave if they think the coach is being a jerk. Oh, no. Oh, no. Woe is us. And, you know, I hear all this talk about how we need to restore balance in college football. Joe, when has there ever been balance in college football? Like, before the money was available, it was Clemson and Alabama every year. But see, Clemson and Alabama don't have the same money behind them that Texas A&M and Texas and USC have. So all of a sudden, little Nicky, he's having a problem. And when he started pissing and moaning, sorry, about NIL a few years ago, it's like he knows he can't compete in this world. He knows he can't go in and sweet talk family members and convince the guy who's got 10 different options to come play for him. He's getting out, and he did. And my prediction, Joe, once this executive order is signed, and I don't know that the executive order even has any teeth, but once the SCORE Act is passed, watch for Saban to come back and go somewhere else where he can use a quality of resources to supplement that with his charm. And it's funny to think that he has charm, but he does, and stack the deck in his favor and win another national championship or two before he goes off to the great gridiron in the sky.
So I was going to ask you, so you think he's got the itch? I know he won't come to the NFL. We'll definitely go back to college football. You think he's got the itch, even though he's doing a lot of stuff? He's got a lot of commercials. That show on Saturday's pretty popular, the college football show. He and McAfee have been added to it. It's got good stuff to it. You don't think that's enough for him?
I think that Nick Saban has a competitiveness, an intensity, a desire that even when you don't see it, it's still there. I remember 20 years ago, Joe, 20 years ago, next month, sitting down and interviewing Nick Saban, because I don't know how much you know about that story, but we were wearing him out his first year on the job because all the beat writers that were pissed off about how he was treating them was funneling us all this information, and we were calling him the Nicktator, and he hated that. So we brokered this deal with Harvey Green to sit down with Nick Saban at the hotel in Pittsburgh when they came to town to That was the first real interview I ever did. I mean, what the hell do I know, right? I'm a guy with a website. So as I'm talking to Saban, like, everything above the table was very, very calm and controlled. And he had this foot that was a freaking jackhammer with a shot of nitrous oxide that was, it was just nonstop. And so I think that jackrabbit foot, that is driving him. And Lane Kiffin said it recently. He thinks he's coming back either to the NFL or to college. I'd be stunned if he goes to the NFL. Stunned. Because he can't stack the deck in his favor.
I said the same thing a couple days ago. Yep. He likes recruiting classes. Yep. Not one first round pick.
And the problem is he can't afford to buy 10 first round picks. But if all the money is equal or relatively equal, he can attract 10 first round picks. He can use everything he used at Alabama to put together a team of superstars. And the balance that we're being sold, the balance will not exist because the great recruiters will bubble to the top again.
That's right. That's exactly right. Mike, that's a great way to leave it alone, man. Can't wait for next week. It'll be a lot more football yap going on there. Thank you so much, bud. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to. Clayton McCullough, manager of the Marlins, starting a 6-game homestand tonight, joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.